Nita, there have been 230 incidents reported nationally in the past 12 months, documented in the 2017 Report on Anti-Semitism in Australia, which was released by the Executive Council of Australian Jury. Now, this report notes an increase of anti-Semitic incidents in Australia by almost 10%, ranging from physical assaults, abuse and harassment, to vandalism, graffiti, hate, and threats communicated directly by email, letters, telephone calls, and leaflets. And this is in addition to the 10% increase from the previous year. That in itself is of concern, according to the ECAJ. Now, New South Wales recorded the highest number of incidents, 43% of the total tally, followed by Victoria, 34%, and Queensland, 9%. While the number of attacks remain relatively unchanged, threats of anti-Semitism have increased markedly by 39%, due mainly to an increase in anti-Semitic graffiti and posters. Julie Nathan from the ECAJ said the most prominent change over the last 12 months in Australia has been the rise in extreme right-wing activity. A neo-Nazi group, Antipodean Resistance, was responsible for almost one quarter of the posters and stickers reported, and these involve posting thousands of Nazi stickers and anti-Jewish, anti-homosexual and pro-Nazi posters at universities and other public visible places. You can read more about this report on anti-Semitism released by the Executive Council of Australian Jury in this week's edition of the Jewish News.
And next week, next Sunday, the 10th of December, I'll bring you a special interview with Julie Nathan, the writer of the report about the incidents and about the rise of anti-Semitism in Australia. And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, there is a drop in the number of Australian Jews, and that's in the census. What's the reason?
Well, Nita, a demographics expert actually spoke at the ECAJ conference last Sunday. His name is Professor Andrew Marcus. He's from Monash University in Melbourne. And he mentioned that the estimated Jewish population, according to the 2016 census, is 116,000 people. But by comparison, the rise in Australia's Muslim population since the 2011 census is greater than the total Jewish population. Now, Andrew Marcus said previous censuses had reflected waves of Jewish arrivals from the former Soviet Union and from South Africa, but the way that religious identification was framed in the 2016 census is also a factor in the reported decline. Andrew Marcus says in the religious preference section, the no religion question was moved from the bottom to the top of the list. Now, the Bureau of Statistics was probably trying to make it easier to fill out the form by placing the questions for which it anticipated large responses at the top. However, by altering the order of the questions, the Bureau of Statistics broke the series, making comparisons with previous censuses less accurate. So there you go. That is an explanation of the decline in the Jewish population, according to Professor Andrew Marcus from Monash University.
And we're talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, there is a new Israeli ambassador in Australia.
Nita, just a few days after arriving in Australia, Israel's new ambassador, Mark Sofer, has hit the ground running. He has presented his diplomatic credentials to Governor General Peter Cosgrove. He spoke to Jewish communities in Melbourne at the Zionism Victoria Conference and the ECAJ meeting as well. And on Wednesday in Canberra, he attended an event marking the 70th anniversary of the UN partition resolution. And the Jewish News had a one-on-one interview with Mark Sofer. It is our front cover story this week. He outlined his primary goals. He says we have to maintain what we already have done. Israeli-Australian relations are at a peak, but if we don't maintain them and work at maintaining them, it won't stay at that level. That is number one. The next point, he said, is to explore other avenues for working together, Israel and Australia, things that touch our national interests. For instance, in the fields of cyberspace and medical technology, in which Israel, he says, is a powerhouse. He said, we have to identify the issues, the economic issues, technological technological, the cyber issues, at the same time making sure that the geostrategic issues, the political issues that affect the relationship will continue in the same vein. He spoke very highly of the Jewish community here and our leaders. He says, without the leadership of the community, its dedication to the State of Israel, to Zionism, to moving forward, without that dedication, we would be nowhere. So it's a joint effort, a unified effort, and I really and truly look forward in the time ahead to working with the Jewish community here in Australia. You can read everything Mark Sofer had to say, Israel's new ambassador replacing Shmuel Ben Shmuel. It's our front cover story this week.
And Hanukkah has been celebrated already in the New South Wales Parliament.
Yes, that's right. I was there last week. It was a pre-Hanukkah celebration. It came early at Parliament House in Macquarie Street in the city. Premier Gladys Berejiklian was there addressing the community. Luke Foley, the opposition leader, was also there speaking, and there was some festive singing, the lighting of the menorah, and of course, Nita, my favourite part of the event was when the jam donuts came out. Everyone was having a jam donut, including the politicians. It was lovely to watch, and Hanukkah, of course, is in a couple of weeks' time, but Hanukkah came early at Parliament House.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. And it's time to reveal to our listeners that we are actually moving on from the Australian Jewish News to a new exciting adventure in your career as a journalist. And I would like to take this opportunity, Evan, and thank you so much on behalf of all our listeners. I mean, you've got quite a few groupies now that listen, that are waiting to hear your reports, and are going to be disappointed that you are not going to work for the Australian Jewish News any longer, and you are moving on to another media organization. So they'll probably see you and hear you in different occasions. So thank you so much for all the fantastic reports over the last few years.
Nita, I want to say a big thank you to you and to all your listeners on SBS who have been tuning in to our segment each and every Sunday. I've had a wonderful time speaking to you all each and every week. I will miss it. I'm off to chase my TV dream. I'll be working in broadcast media and moving away from print, but I will miss speaking to all of you and to writing for the Jewish News. It's been an amazing almost 4 years at the Jewish News. I started off as a young journo and moved my way up to senior journalist. I don't know where the time has gone. I started in 2014. We're nearly 2018. It's crazy. The time flies when you're having fun. I've learned so much. I've met so many people, written so many stories, which I'll never forget. So, Nita, a big thank you to everyone who has listened to our segment and read my articles, and I hope that you continue listening to SBS, to Nita Lowenstein, and to reading the Jewish News, because when it comes down to news in our community, no one does it best than the people that you're listening and reading from. So thank you very, very much.
So thanks, Evan, again, and on behalf of all our listeners, I really wish you good luck in your future career. Thank you.